Welcome to the Next Chapter Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Next Chapter Pod. I'm your host Monique, and I have a very big update and the announcement that you've all been waiting for. We are moving to Nice now, like actually moving. I dropped off Uist at the airport this morning, and now it's hitting me. This is real. He's gone. The house is half packed. I'm lying. It is not. Boxes are ready in the garage to be packed, and I need to like sell some stuff, and it's like the first time it's happening to me, and I'm here just trying to process what the next month and the next chapter is going to look like. So yeah, we both got jobs in Nesna, and it's crazy. It's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. I don't know how to explain it. It's the first time for us both that we're moving to someplace that's so close to our hearts and someplace that we've longed to live at. And it's absolutely crazy. I don't know. It's absolutely crazy. And like you all saw, I got engaged. And no, I did not know. People keep on asking me that question. And guys, no, I did not know. This engagement was a total surprise. And I'm not sarcastic, okay? Just how the heck would I know if my boyfriend was going to propose to me? Hello? Have you never seen rom-coms? Have you never watched romantic movies? Anyway, no, I did not know. And it was total surprise. I almost got a heart attack. I was crying. I was ugly crying. There was a moment of silence there. I couldn't hear what he was saying. Everything went quiet. But in this lifetime, if I would choose one moment in my life to relive again, it would be that moment. So yeah. Let's talk about the moving part. I am moving the 28th of November. So that means I'm going to be at our apartment a month alone with my thoughts. Yeah, that's super real. That's super crazy. And the reality hitting, you know, when you make that big decision and it feels exciting at first, like, yes. This is the right thing. This is going to be amazing. And then a week later, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually happening. That's kind of where I am right now. I'm so excited to start this new season, moving to a new city, starting fresh, getting married. Oh, my word. I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm getting married. Guys, I thought a moment to myself, how the hell am I gonna pick a date? How am I gonna pick a date? That's not even real. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, at the same time, it's scary. Like, what if I don't fit in? What if I miss home too much? What if it's not what I expect, you know? It's weird. You pray for change, and then when it finally arrives, it's almost overwhelming. And then the emotional mess. So right now, I'm just sitting in this mix of emotions. I'm on my period. My fiance is living far away for a month, and one minute, I'm like, this is going to be amazing, like beach walks, a slower pace, a fresh start. And the next minute I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Leaving everyone I love and everything I know, because obviously it's comfortable here. You know, you wake up, you get dressed, you go to work, you come home, you make dinner, you go to sleep, you know, that is a routine. And yeah, I'm not sure I'm liking that routine. So a week before we got this opportunity, I was like questioning and asking myself and asking Jesus, like, you know what, is this what I'm gonna do with the rest of my life? Like, au pairing, what am I gonna do? What is the next chapter in my life? And I think you can embrace yourself to a new chapter when you feel like things are a bit too like similar to you every day, like similar and the same. And that's when I know a new chapter is at the arise, because everything gets boring in a sense. Like, you long for that change, you long for a new chapter. It is this constant tug between excitement and fear, this new chapter. And I think that's something we all feel, yeah, when life starts changing. Even when it's a good change or a bad change or a change that's scary, it is, yeah, it's something we all know is coming. Okay. What has been on my mind lately? That is a big question. I've been thinking a lot about what happens when your comfort zone starts to fade. Because right now, I know it's here. My friends, not my family that much. My family are scattered. My family is scattered. Sorry, my grammar. My family is scattered, but US family really became a big part of my life this side. And it feels like I'm saying goodbye to my family. I'm gonna cry. Yeah, they became a big part of my heart. And it's absolutely crazy. So yeah, my routine, it's hard to imagine starting all of that over again, something new. But it is okay in some sense, because I told US that, you know, wherever he is, I have my best friend by my side and I won't fear a thing. So even if we're in Cape Town or the Boondoos or living in a shack somewhere, as long as it's with him, I have everything. And Jesus. As long as he's there and Jesus is by my side, nothing can possibly go wrong. But yeah, I thought about it, that this is actually what growth might look like. Like, I'm engaged and now it's a new season. And it's like, okay, I need to be wifey material, so I need to clean up my act. And moving and embracing the new me that's coming and that's already, like, you know, that is forming and that is evolving. And yeah, starting over when you're uncomfortable. And that is what it is all about. I think everyone has their own Naisna moment. That moment when you've said yes to something big, a move, a job, a relationship, a new season, and suddenly reality sets in and you start to question yourself, am I really for this? What if it doesn't work out? What if I miss what I had? What if I mess up? What if I don't like it there? But the truth is, if we only ever stayed where it was comfortable, we'd never find out what we're capable of. So even though I'm nervous, I know deep down this move is definitely the right way to go. It's just a real, it's change, it's growing pains, and it scares me to my core. So yeah, that is where I'm at. I'm going to pack boxes in the next few weeks, saying goodbyes. And I want to cry if I think about it. And trying to keep my emotions together. But I also feel excited. Like this is the start of something new, you know, into the unknown. And maybe that's the point. Life's not about having it all figured out before you move. It's about trusting that you'll figure it out as you move. And Jesus is going to show you the right way, the only way, the good way. He's going to take your hand and he's going to go with you. So if you're also standing at the edge of something new, whether it's a big move, a breakup, a new job, just know it's okay to be scared and still go for it. That's what I'm doing. This is the next chapter, but also the start of something really good and great, one would say, because it's like in the mountains, at the ocean. I don't know what to say. Like, this is my biggest dream. And it's absolutely crazy. And I can't thank you enough for the great messages you guys sent me, like about the engagement. And some of you that's side by side with me and that is eager to help. And I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and I love you all so much. That is the episode. That is the episode, guys. Until the next one, keep growing, keep learning, and keep writing your next chapter. Another thing before you leave, I just wanted to say that you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Next Chapter Pod. I'm super excited for our journey. You are more than welcome to DM me. And please share your story, because I shared mine. See you in the next episode. Bye.